Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.
They seem to have fallen behind.
Did you know the Capital Ideas podcast now has a new monthly edition hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin? Through the words and experiences of investment professionals, you'll discover who was their best mentor, what's a mistake they made that changed their approach, and how do they find their next great idea? Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.
Behind in the latest rush for growth?
Well, first of all, there's a big difference between markets and growth. So they haven't, in general, fallen behind in terms of growth. Some of them have in terms of markets. But I think to generalise all emerging markets as having been disappointing relative to developed markets, it's just not really true. Emerging market indices are dominated by some of the BRICS, which, of course, goes right to the heart of my past, and China and Brazil in particular, and they have disappointed. But lots of other emerging market equities have been doing very well. What I call the next 11, Mexico, Indonesia, Turkey, the Philippines, many parts of Africa, have been doing not as well as Japan, but certainly as well as Europe and the US. So you have to sort of look around a bit and pick a bit more carefully.
Let's talk for a moment about China, which you mentioned there. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are concerned that as the Chinese leadership tries to engineer a shift from an export-dependent economy to a more consumer-driven one, yeah, that there'll be a